From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We turn over to our good friend, Corey Smith, editor, Pack Pride, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, Corey, a lot of people might sit there and say, hey, you know what, NC State, they're 3-1 on the season. Yeah, they lost to Notre Dame, but there's no shame in losing to a program like Notre Dame. But this 3-1 doesn't feel like there's not a lot of optimism moving forward with this 3-1 Wolfpack squad. Does that change at any point tonight if they get a win against Louisville?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll say this. Like, as much as we've talked about, you know, the fact that the offense has struggled and, you know, even though they've won three games, you put together a complete effort, the complimentary football that Dave Doran always pitches and, you know, they feel like, hey, you know, no matter how you win, those are wins. Well, if you find a way to battle and win this game, regardless of how you do it, yeah, that's going to be, I mean, there's going to be some serious optimism coming out of this one, even if you win it, you know, in similar fashion to what you've done against UVA and UConn. The issue is neither one of those opponents were, you know, really that good, and they haven't looked any better, you know, outside of games that have played against NC State. I mean, both of them are absolutely defeated right now. Neither one of them have won a game, so it's not a great look when you only score 24 points against those teams. I think that's kind of the difference right now. You find a way to win this game, and suddenly you can put a little bit more respect on your name regardless of what happens. And I think the team comes out of it with a little more confidence too, because as much as they've said, you know, well, we're 3-1, like we should be happy about that. I mean, you don't get a lot of confidence from this offense right now where they feel like they're, you know, complete at this point either.
I think you hit the nail on the head, by Corey Smith, editor of Pack Pride, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I think you hit the nail on the head in regards to coaches saying, hey, yeah, you know what? An ugly win's a win. It's better than looking pretty and losing. You mentioned the confidence of this team. Yeah, 3-1, but I'm sure they're probably sitting there scratching the head wondering, hey, you know what? There's a lot more that we're capable of doing. At least we thought that going into this season.
Yeah, and, you know, on the offensive side of the football right now, it's really just trying to find who those playmakers are. I mean, that was a constant that we talked about throughout spring and fall camp. It was trying to develop who's going to be the next guys. I mean, you know, you've had Thayer Thomas for years. You had Emeka Emezi before that. You had Kelvin Harmon, Jacoby Myers before that. Like, those were the guys. You didn't really know who was going to be the guy going into this year, and everything that we heard throughout camp was, you know, Kevin Concepcion was going to be the guy, and it's like, well, all right, you're going to depend on a true freshman?
Yeah.
I guess that's the go-to, and so far, you know, he's, I believe, second or third in the ACC right now in terms of receptions with 22. Just had two big plays against UVA this past week to kind of get that confidence for him. Two touchdowns in that game, over 100 yards. So, you know, I think that the big thing right now in finding confidence is developing other players outside of him. Is it Juice Vereen? Is it Bradley Rosner, as far as the receivers, and then getting the ground game going, like the ground game outside of, here's a stat for you, outside of the VMI game, in terms of the two lead backs that are still with the team, with Michael Allen and Kendrick Raphael, they've had a combined 107 total rushing yards between those two. So that's not going to get it done, and that's something that they need to find and develop tonight as well.
Well, you're talking about development. I think this team has yet to develop, Corey, tell me if I'm wrong. I think this team has failed to develop an identity on their offense. No one knows what their offense actually is. I don't think they do either.
Yeah. No, they don't. And I think that's the big thing is, you know, and I kind of bring it back to, I know a lot of people want to put all the blame on either Robert and I or Brendan Armstrong, but I think a big part of it, too, is just not having the protection to get things going the way they want to.
Yeah.
They try to force things on the ground, and they can't seem to get it going. So then they try to go through the air, and they can't get the time to let plays develop. They can't get, you know, the types of plays they want to run. You know, I put some blame on Brendan Armstrong, maybe scrambling out of the pocket a little bit too early at times. But at the same time, you know, you don't have a ton of confidence that you're going to be able to stand in the pocket without getting hit. You don't have a ton of confidence in your receivers when they're dropping football. So I think the big thing right now is trying to develop a more balanced identity right now, which is something they desperately want to do. And I think that's going to have to come with the ground game getting going, because it's hard to hit shots over the top when, you know, everybody's playing high safeties on you because they know that you can't run the football.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Join the glow party. Maybelline is heating up iHeartRadio Fiesta Latina with our new Super Stay Skin Tint. Get bright, sweat-resistant coverage that won't quit for up to 24 hours. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
For a second, I thought you were talking about the Carolina Panthers there. For a moment, in terms of their offense, a lot of similarities. Corey Smith, editor, Pack Pride, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold. You look at the defense, though. The defense has been stout. The defense has been as tough as nails as it's ever been, including recent seasons, even though they've lost guys like Drake Thomas and Tanner Engel and some of these other guys that we've seen be stalwarts for this defense. But eventually this defense can only do so much. Eventually going to wear out. Much like we saw against Notre Dame, there's only so much the defense can do during the course of 60 minutes.
Yeah, and that was assisted by some untimely turnovers for NC State as well. On their side of the field, and handing the ball right back over. So that certainly didn't help. But this defense has been really, really good. You know, I think the one issue that they've ran into is allowing too many explosive plays. And Tony Gibson has harped on that the past several weeks in terms of, you know, trying to get guys to play more fundamental football, not to give up those big explosive plays. But when you have guys like Peyton, I mean, at every level, they have a guy that's experienced that kind of, you know, keeps the team together. Davin Vann along the defensive line, Savion Jackson, C.J. Clark, all those guys have been here for years. Peyton Wilson in the linebacker core, the only holdover, but they've got some experience there as well. So I think the big thing for them right now, as I have a tractor passing me right now, sorry about that.
It's all good.
But, you know, the big thing for NC State right now is finding, you know, getting some younger players to kind of elevate their game as well on the defensive side of the football to really be able to hold down this Louisville offense that has, I mean, just a ton of explosive players. And I believe right now leads the ACC in overall yardage per game with over 530 per game.
That's a lot of yards, and it's going to put a lot of stress on those guys that you mentioned, Van Jackson, including Peyton Wilson as well. Corey Smith, Pack Pride, give him a follow on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days, at @RCoreySmith. Enjoy the game tonight, good sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Dennis. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, as always. Corey Smith, editor of Pack Pride, joining us. There's only so much a defense can do to hold up. I mean, what we just talked about with Corey regarding the NC State Wolfpack and the Carolina Panthers, it sounds very similar. Eventually, your offense is going to have to be able to pick up plays in chunk yardage. Eventually, they're going to – you still have to – obviously, it's amazing how we still talk about offensive line play. I feel like offensive line play as a whole over the last 10 years has kind of just declined, just in general, across all levels of football, whether it's pro, college, high school. Offensive line play just kind of has just deteriorated. I think I said that correctly. Deteriorated over time. Nailed it. Anyway, it's eroded, I think, actually. I guess you can say it's declined. We'll go with that. But over time, I think it has, because We're seeing a lot less contact in the offseason. We're seeing a lot less contact during training camps. Which I'm 100% okay with. But we always hear about offensive line struggles with so many teams. So many teams have offensive line struggles. It just blows my mind.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.